الثاني يصل قولي بشرح صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه ومن سن بسنته يوم الدين. اما بعد مدير الشيخ برادرز سيسترز من الاسلام, السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. One of our people today spoke about what your messenger, what is the miracle which your messenger had from the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't speak too much about the miracles which Allah gave it to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the best evidence and the best miracle is Al-Quran al-Azim, which Allah revealed to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أن القرآن العظيم الذي لا يمسه إلا طاهر nobody touch it except the pure, the book of Allah تبارك وتعالى, the best book which has been secured from the first day until the day of the judgment, secured by Allah تبارك وتعالى. Nobody in anywhere, in any place has authority to change it, or to burn it, or whatever it is, or to take it off from this life. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because Allah promised us in ayah in the book of Allah, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرِ وَإِنَّ لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Verily Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent the dhikr, it's in the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. حافظون, it means in every place, in every generation, is continuously to be secured, to be guarded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Nobody, no matter what he is, no power in the whole entire world is, has power to change the book of Allah or to take it off, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala secured in the heart of the believers. Let them burn the Quran in any place. Let them destroy the Quran in any place. But they forgot something very important, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep it in the heart of the believers. If you take it off, if you burn it, you're going to find millions of Muslims will stand up and they don't need the book. They just recite it by exactly subhanAllah by heart. They memorize the Quran. Even the priest today, even the rabbi, when they want to give a lecture, they cannot give a lecture without books, without any some inner things written. But you find Imam in the Taraweeh, in Ramadan, he step forward and he recite the whole Quran for the whole month. Allah keep it in the heart of the believers. So nobody has authority to change it, and this is the miracle of the Quran. And subhanAllah, Allah, how we secure it also? He make it available for all the whole entire world. You go Bangladesh, you find the same Quran. You go Pakistan, the same Quran. You go Egypt, you go Sudan, you go South Africa, you go Nigeria, you go France, you go in America, in the United States, you go Australia, you go Japan, you go China, you go everywhere in all over the world, you find the same Quran, but different translations of the Quran with a different, and also when the people start up, the Muslims start up, and translate the Quran to many languages today, is also the miracle of Al-Quran. Allah extended for everybody. So we know the miracle for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Quran. And Al-Quran, nobody has authority or to complain or to make any complaint that the Quran has shortness or the Quran is not perfect. It's one language by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, available for all generations, available for every kind of people, in any place, in any time, in history, you find the Quran will answer the people. And from the Quran, which the Quran, no book, give about the past, what happened in the past, and what happened in the future. SubhanAllah, the people, the Yahud, Al-Nasara, they used to come to the Messenger of Allah to ask him, what happened to Zakariya? What happened to Yahya? What happened to Noah? What happened to Ibrahim? عليهم الصلاة وعلى نبينا أفضل الصلاة والسلام. They ask him about the history. And also the Quran speak about the future. There's no book speak about the future except the Quran. This is the miracle also from Allah تبارك وتعالى. It's the answer for all those who have hatred, those who have sickness in their heart, to answer that the Quran are all the time are available for people to answer into, even in technology. Even if the Allah Ta'ala describes in the Quran the baby in the womb of the mother, and from 1400 years ago, more than 1400 years ago, describe the development of the baby only inside the womb of the mother. And there is no technology at that time, there is no lab in that time, there is nothing at all. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, supported by Allah, and Nabi al-Ummi, the one who had, he had no power to write, no power to read. And he said, and this is mu'jiza itself. When Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, doesn't read and doesn't write, it itself is a miracle. Because if you bring anyone who is uneducated, just to deal with a human today, bring anyone from any country, Muslim, not educated, doesn't know how to read, doesn't know how to write, and you sit with him, you will figure that he's not educated. The language, the education, the culture, he doesn't know anything. So when you ask him, and he doesn't know how to read, doesn't know how to write, so for course will affect his personality. He doesn't know how he deal with the things. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the man who never traveled to his place, and he described the ocean. The man who never does that fly and reaches the moon or the, but he described the moon and the sun and everything. It is the miracle of the Quran. This and Nabi himself is the miracle for all mankind, evidence for all mankind. So we know. But from that time also, we need to describe some miracle, thousands of miracles Allah gave it to His Messenger. Let me take some of it, inshaAllah ta'ala. I think we need like 1 year to speak about the miracle, which is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has given to him. And let me give you like one story fast, or two stories, inshaAllah ta'ala, from the Book of Allah. Jabir ibn Abdullah in Al-Khandaq, the Battle of Al-Khandaq, Al-Ahzab, Allah sent the Surah Al-Ahzab. They are alive, they gathered themselves, all the tribes, including the Yahud, against the Prophet of Allah in Medina to finish the Islamic State early in Medina. There is no food. There is no money. The only thing that they use natural to dig around the Medina to protect the Medina from the disbelievers and the lies. And there is no food. People suffering to food. So Jabir ibn Abdullah, he said, in narrated in Sahih Muslim, authentic hadith. He said, I found my wife, she has like a little kapsh. Kapsh is mean a very little baby. What's that goat? Baby goat. And then she called me. See, you know that they are closer to Medina. They used to visit their wife. So the wife of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, the great companion, Sahabi, the one who described all the Hajj, Jabir ibn Abdullah, that's our master, our scholar, he described all the Hajj from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all this manasik is described by Jabir ibn Abdullah in the Hajj. How the Prophet performed the Hajj? May Allah be pleased with him and all the Sahaba, inshaAllah ta'ala. Now, he came and he said his wife, he told him, we have a baby goat. Go invite the Messenger of Allah and only 3 people with him. Because the baby goat is not enough for more than 4 people. 5 people. So Jabir ibn Abdullah, he came to the battlefield, to the camp, in the battle, and he invited the Prophet of Allah secretly. He told him, Ya Rasulullah, we have a little baby goat. My wife, she invites you, and they bring only 3-4 people because it's not enough for the food except for 4-5 people. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam right away after he received the invitation from Hadhrat Jabir radiallahu anhu arda, he said, oh people, in a camp, I invite exactly all of you to come and eat. We have like a great dinner. Subhanallah. So he took the camp with the whole camp. So 300 people went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They went, all of them, to the food. He found the wife of Jabir ibn Abdullah,
She make the bread. He told her, stay in your place. Keep going and make the dough and make actually the bread. And remember also the dough and the flour is not enough for 3-4 people. The same thing. And she slaughtered the animal and after that the Prophet ﷺ told her, give me the jar. And she gave him a jar and he put all the meat inside the jar and boil it. And he tell her, go and make the bread. And the Sahaba stand up after the food is ready, they stand up lying. Like we are in the month of Ramadan. Could you imagine, I invite from around the corner, food for 3-4 people or 4 plates, and I will tell Masjid Manhattan, oh brother, you are invited inshallah ta'ala for Walina tonight, and I bring the food for 3-4 people. I think they will hang me up after you invite us without food. So what happened is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took his hand, the arm of the hand, and he started to take a piece of meat, and he took a bread from the wife of Jabir ibn Abdullah, and he made everybody a piece of bread and a piece of meat, a piece of bread and a piece of meat. Everybody, 300 people ate. They ate, and the food, and the food, and the food itself, it would remain for the Jabir ibn Abdullah and his wife and his children remain. Nothing happened, nothing short at all. He left the whole, even the flour and the dough, even the meat and the dough is still remaining, and 300 people eat. And this is a miracle of not miracle, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It Allah give it to the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second story I would like to share with you also, the story which I got it from the Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim also. In Tabuk, the battle of Tabuk, you know what the battle of Tabuk between who and who? The battle of Tabuk between the army of the Muslim and who? The Roman Empire. The Roman Empire. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took 30,000 soldiers with him from the Muslim. 30,000. And he takes 10,000 horses. That means a big battle. Because the Roman Empire, they bear army, a huge army. Hundreds of thousands. But the Prophet took only 30,000 people with him. And he takes like 1,000 of camel. Then after that, while they're walking in a desert, the water which they have, they finished. The water finished. And when the people were there, suddenly became very dry. They look right, they look left, there is no river in the desert, there is no any wells for water in the well in the desert, there is no rain because it's too hot and no clouds even. You know the rain comes all the time through clouds and what? Cold weather, cold weather, cold wind come to bring the rain, rain. Down, alright? Now this is exactly the nature, as we know. Then after that, the people stand and فَأَشَارَ بَعْضُهُمْ Some of the Sahaba, they said, Ya O Messenger of Allah, can we slaughter the camels? And do we open there the belly of the camel and we squeeze it and we take the water? You see how that's difficult? See, this is also need for me to ask how they sacrifice for all of us. They sacrifice because of you and me and all the Muslim Ummah today. We have honor, we have power because of the Sahaba Kiram and the Messenger of Allah, the master of all the believers. Can we slaughter the camel and we squeeze their belly, we squeeze it and to take the water, to observe the water. And then after that it was like a bad idea. عمر رضي الله عنه وارضاه كنت ذا مسجد في الله قال يا رسول الله حضرت عمر look at the word إن الله الله عز وجل عمر يسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى قد عودك عوائد فادعو الله لنا الله سبحانه وتعالى he give you your need when you raise your hand with dua. And when you raise your hand for dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala always give it to you. Right? فَدْعُوا لَنَا أَنِي أَلَّهَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُغِيثَنَا أَوْ يُنْزِلْ عَلَيْنَا الْغَيْثِ Just make dua for Allah. Raise your hand, Ya Rasulullah, that Allah is sending the rain for us because Allah always accept your dua. Right? And you know in Medina happened before. They are actually outside of Medina now. But before it happens, that's why Umar reminds the Prophet ﷺ, you always raise your hand to Allah and Allah give it to you. Yeah, Allah give it to you. Now. And they are very, very poor. They have no enough food. They have no water. Nothing at all. It's suffering. Now. In Medina, it happened before. The Prophet ﷺ, why he gave a khutbah, he stood in the khutbah in the Shaykh Jum'ah, in the day of the Jum'ah in Medina. And it was very hot. Very hot means there is no clouds, no rain, nothing at all. فَعَطَفَ أَعْرَبِي إِلِّقَرِدْ مَنْ يَسْتُرَى بِنَّ مَجْهِدْ أَنْ يَقُلْ بِنْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَقَدْ ضَاعَ لَقَدْ جَاعَ الْعِيَالِ My children became hungry. وَضَاعَ الْمَالِ And my wealth I lost it. وَتَقَطَّعَتُ السُّبُلِ And every single road for provision is closed. He told the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم فدع لنا يا رسول الله أن ينزل الغيث Pray for us يا رسول الله that Allah send the rain down Who asking now Arabi that's back in Medina Back time on Medina The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم And the Prophet is booking a khutbah not about the rain About something else But the illiterate man an Arabi He stood and he asked the Prophet In the middle of the khutbah The Prophet ﷺ, he raised his hand to Allah, قال اللهم أنزل علينا الغيث يا مغيث. Oh our Lord, send down the rain. Second, hot weather, no clouds over Medina, very hot weather. Second, Allah تبارك وتعالى send the rain heavy until the seal of the Masjid fall down. On the head of the Prophet ﷺ while he gave the khutbah and the rain. And the people actually, everything became drowned. Everything, all the houses became drowned because of the heavy rain. Because the dua of the Prophet ﷺ, Allah sent the rain. And from the rain everything become what? Life. The crops, the animal, the human, everything. You could survive with the water. Even if you don't eat, they give you water, you could survive. But, subhanAllah, al-wara, inna fil ma'i kulla shay'in hay. From the water, everything life. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sent the rain when the Prophet sallam raised his hand. Come back to our story in the camp now. While they move to fight against the kuffar, the Roman Empire. Come back now. What happened? Umar, he told, he reminded the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله, إن الله قد عودك عوائد فادع لنا أن ينزل علينا المطر. Allah give you your need all the time. Allah give you, when you raise your hand, يا رسول الله, for Allah, Allah give it to you. So what happened is, right away, and remember, no clouds, no cool weather, no lightning, no, nothing at all, no thunderbolts. And right away, Allah tabaraka from behind the mount, a very heavy cloud came from behind the mount there, called Jabal Taqiyah. And then after that moved until came over, only over the camp of the Muslims. Remember how many Muslims? We said, 80,000 Muslims with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The rain is starting to come heavy. The people actually in the camp, they say, Allahu Akbar, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, as the Prophet, he said, in the first time when he was in the Medina, and the illiterate man asked him, after Allah sent the man, then he said what? Ashadu an la ilaha illallah. And from the fiqh, my dear brother in Islam, we say, the accepted dua all the time, when the rain starts to come down from the heaven. Pray, take a chance. Because this is accepted dua. When you see the rain, all the time, raise your hand to Allah and ask him anything. That is accepted dua, moment of accepted dua. Remember this. That's why we need to take a chance, advantage, to make the dua in the perfect time which Allah accepted the dua from you. But the kafir all the time when the rain come out, what they say? B.S. They don't satisfy about water. They don't try to satisfy about anything. If Allah prevented them from the water, they will die. Look how much water they spend it. The biggest country all over the world using water is the United States. Heavy! You stay under the shower,
for half an hour and you study, you use tons of water every day, subhanAllah, and they enjoyed and they don't satisfy until now. But what happened after that? The Sahaba start to bring the jars and they dig. And all the day, exactly the place which they dig it in the ground and surround it with jars, with the bark, with everything they have, became full of. And you find here the Sahaba taking showers. And here in the other Sahaba, they take the drink. And the other Sahaba, they make wudu. And the other Sahaba, they take it and start filling up all their jars, actually, for the water. And everybody became happy. Because the barakah, of dua in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah accepted the dua and they send the water order to give them energy because the whole army, it could be finished, could be die. All of the army die in the desert because there is no water, no rain, no rain, no river, no lakes, no bands, nothing at all. But the heavy came water, and remember, al-ma'u tahur, everything is actually came from the water. It makes you pure also. If you sleep in and the water come over all of you, it will purify all your body, even from the najasa. This is barakah in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all of them. And remember, he was only on the top of this camp. You go to the camp and the camp of the kafir, no single drop of water. No single drop of water. Only the water by Allah directed to send it down over the camp of the Muslim. If you come out from the camp of the Muslim, no single water. But the water came heavy, and this is the miracle of the Prophet ﷺ. The last story to quote today, again for the water. Two people came to the Messenger of Allah, this is also in Sahih, Zakar ibn Sa'd. And he said two people came, a disbeliever. They came and they submit and they became Muslim in front of the Prophet ﷺ. And told them, Ya Rasulullah, ad'u lana bizzad. We're going to trouble, just to make dua for us, to provide us with water and food. So the Prophet ﷺ, he commanded them to fill up the jars of water. Go, you have jars of water? Yes. Go fill up by water. They fill up for the water, and then the Prophet make dua, oh Allah, give them a blessing in food. Remember, they have water. But where is the food in? They travel in the desert. And when they became angry, they put their hand on their jars, which full of my water, and they found two things. The water became two things. Zubd, it means butter, and then after milk. The milk, completely the water became milk, and then after that, inside the milk, there is what? Because you make it from the milk, you make what? The butter. So the people, the two people, they start to take the butter and eat it, and they drink the milk, and it was enough for all the trip until they come to Medina, and they still have the milk and the butter within the water which Allah sent it. A lot of people today, because I bring this offer to you, because the Christian, they ask a question today. They said, Allah, Jesus, God, exchanged the water for him to be a wine. I have no idea, we don't have any evidence of that, that Allah exchanged the water to be a wine. That's why the wine is permitted in their religion. But never Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give authority to any one of the prophets to change the halal, because the water is halal, to change it to what? To haram, never! And none one of the prophets, none one of the messengers came in history that he used to drink, or Allah gave him permission or authorization to drink, because haram, drink for all religion, even before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Christian and Jew, never Allah ta'ala permit them to drink, but they bring it because their own desires. Now, for this incident, they said Jesus changed the water, but Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the authorization of Allah, by the miracle of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala changed the water for him to be what? Two things. Butter and what? And milk. Not wine. Butter and milk. And both of them, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن من أعظم الطعام اللبن. The best food Allah feed you or give it you is what?
the milk. Therefore, when you drink the milk all the time, to call it tight, to say in your dua, Allahumma, you thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala about the milk, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa shukr, Allahumma azidna minhu. Allahumma azidna minhu. You don't say, oh Allah, give us better than the milk. Nothing better than the milk in the whole entire world. That's why you thank Allah and ask Him, oh Allah, increase us after you drink the milk. But every single food else, you say what? And oh Allah, exactly, give us what? Better than this. If you eat the meat, ask Allah, oh Allah, give us better than the meat. Oh Allah, give us better than the shrimp. Oh Allah, give us better than what? Than the meat. American food, right? But all the time when you drink the milk, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you and increase. You don't say, give us better than the milk, but you say, oh Allah, increase us from the milk. And that is actually two stories of the miracle which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and still we have a lot, thousands of miracles. We're going from time to time, inshallah. Maybe I'll give you some more tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. And we see this is we increase our iman, this is we increase our iman and our faith, our aqidah, when we know that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala supported His Messenger, number one, to send the Quran down, and that is the best miracle for all Muslims and all the entire world, and number two, to give Him miracle. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah ta'ala, accept it from all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the iman in our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us strong in belief. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from the shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us from the fitna in this life. May Allah enter all of us the Jannah and to drink from the hands of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Al-Kawthar inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide us with masjid very soon and to be saved from this life inshaAllah ta'ala and to be saved from the grave and to enter the Jannah and to be saved from the hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us love each other fi sabilillah and to increase our knowledge inshaAllah ta'ala and to give shifa for all Muslims everywhere. Allahumma give shifa for every Muslim ya Rabbil Alameen. Oh Allah, protect us from all the shaitan, from the human and jinn. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, save all the Muslims from in their work area inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah guide our children to be a good Muslim. Guide our wife to be a good Muslim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase all our knowledge inshaAllah ta'ala from the Quran sunnah in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Jazakum Allah khairan. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.